Archipelagus Orientalis is the most important map documenting Australia's presence prior to the arrival of the British. It is the map on which all subsequent maps of New Holland are based. Blau's Archipelagus has the distinction of including for the first time on a map details of the sighting of Tasmania by Tasman's crew aboard the Zeehan on 24th November 1642.
It's a magnificent chart, and it actually is 9 individual copper plates, and we've got a few challenges with it. You can see it's constructed of an intaglio chart with letterpress text around the outside telling the story of Tasman's 2 voyages and some of the discoveries.
It's long been thought that only 3 examples of the archipelagus had survived since the copper plates were created in 1659. However, this map, found in a storage facility in Sweden in 2010, was put up for sale by a small auction house in Stockholm with a modest price listing. You can see why the sale room might have had doubts about this rare wall map, for even a digital image shows that sections of the text and the map are flaking away or already missing from the woven cloth on which it's been mounted.
The paper itself is extremely good. However, as you can see with the outlines of the islands, particularly up in Indonesia, and also on the outline of Australia and Tasmania, there's quite a significant browning and cracking of the paper support. And this is due to the verdigris, which was a pigment.
This is the pigment.
Yes, that's been used. And it's also been used in the cartouche here, and that has contributed to a lot of the damage by the degradation of the paper.
The survival of this, the first large-scale map of New Holland, and its acquisition by the National Library in 2013, 350 years after its creation, represent the triumph of chance over the vicissitudes of time. A few examples of the map were known worldwide, but none had come to light since the 17th century.
Ooh, pop. And it's free.
There we go.
So yeah. we'll be collecting all this so-called fluff and actually examining it under the microscope. And that will give us some clues as to where this item has been stored previously. It's quite interesting to look through what time deposits on objects.
A few examples of the map were known worldwide, but none had come to light since the 17th century. The map is not listed in any catalogues we can find since it was printed, with the exception of a listing in the collection of antiquarian dealer Pell Thulin of Amsterdam as early as 1950. Before this, its provenance is unknown. The map's condition probably reduced its attractiveness to the map collecting market, which is naturally drawn to beauty over substance. The National Library, already with the largest collection of Dutch Golden Age mapping relating to Australia and the East Indies, was an obvious fit, as we're fortunate to have the conservation skills needed to restore some of the map's former glory. The map was offered to the Library early in 2013 and acquired with the assistance of the federal government. It's a rare occasion to acquire a map such as this, and we're delighted that the stabilisation work done by our expert conservation staff means that we can show it to you in Mapping Our World.